Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hour three of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
I'm not IT, Donna, okay?
Okay.
I am not your IT.
Sorry, I blew up
support.
Everybody.
I wish y'all, if someday we'll do a studio visit again where you can pay us a grand on the side and we'll let you come in and say, or we'll give it to charity or whatever.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and then you can see Donna throw questions out to me like I can't help her with. Home repairs. I
don't
know.
I just want to be friends.
I like that concept in theory, but I don't want our friendship to be built around. I don't know if you're getting hacked.
I don't know. I keep getting these weird emails. Now they're saying that my direct deposit account information has been modified if I didn't change it or modify it.
But it does look like it's coming from the software, the system that we use. It's like an @adp.com, which seems interesting, but I don't know. Mike, can you fix her?
Probably not, but I can try.
Thanks, Mike. I'll come and see you.
Sounds good.
All right. Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about the Oscars. Oscars are going down on Sunday. Everyone's very excited. I saw a lot of the movies, not all of them. I saw a lot. Did you see a lot?
No. Mm-mm. No. I'm going to have to set an alarm to remember to watch them this weekend.
Seriously, good for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to.
Why? Because you'll be looking at your phone, you think?
Donna!
What?
I just talked about trying to detach and be healthier.
Yeah, and I was trying to get your attention during the commercial break, and his eyeballs are practically, like, glued onto his phone. I'm just saying, I'm concerned about you.
Oh, okay. We should go to court or, like, couples therapy. Radio couples therapy. That'd be great. That's a good bit.
That's a good concept.
That's a good concept.
Love it.
I've got some fun facts, though, about the Academy Awards. It's going to be a big deal. A lot of people are going to be watching this Saturday, Sunday, on Channel 5. The total cost to put on the Oscars is much more expensive than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Let's just say $10 million.
Have you looked at this?
Nope. I swear. 10? 8?
$58.6 million.
For what?
The ceremony. That's all they give you. $58.6 million, the total cost of the ceremony for the Academy Awards.
Okay, do they break it down?
No, they don't.
They need to break it down.
They didn't break it down.
I wonder why they didn't break it down. 58. Okay, food alone is probably... Wait, they don't feed them
at
the Oscars?
They don't feed them. How expensive is
those gift bags? It's probably $30 million of it right there.
But I think those are all donated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Oscar facts broken down by the numbers. When I say by the, you say numbers. By the...
Numbers.
That was fun. $24,700. That is the cost of the 50,000 square foot red carpet.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Okay.
Almost $25,000. So you could probably get like a 2019 Hyundai Sonata. Base trim. Or you could get yourself a red carpet.
Why did you tell me they didn't break it down when you're breaking it down now?
No, that's just one part. That's not the ceremony.
Oh, okay.
That's
true.
The pre.
Okay.
$10 million.
$10 million.
That is the cost of an A-list actress's ensemble.
What?
So let me sort of kind of break this down a little bit. There was a woman who set a record for the most money spent on her outfit.
Okay.
It was Cate Blanchett. The year was 2014. How much money do you think Cate Blanchett spent on her outfit?
Okay.
Now, this isn't coming out of her pocket, right? I mean, this is fuzzy math.
Okay, that's different. Okay, because usually some jeweler is going to give them like a huge diamond necklace to wear that's worth $1 million right there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it, and then maybe she has a purse that's made out of like rubies. I'm going to call
just, no, this is just the dress. This is just the dress.
Oh, dress.
Just the outfit.
$20,000.
$18.1 million.
For what?
Lady Gaga holds the record for the most expensive jewelry, which you were getting to, when she wore a $30 million Tiffany diamond necklace in the year 2019. Wow. 28%. That is the share of this year's nominees who are women. It's the lowest in 4 years.
Oh, really? Huh.
Interesting. $80,000. That's the cost for a couple to attend the Vanity Fair after party. Say what now?
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll read about it in the papers.
A $40,000 cover charge?
It's probably a charity thing.
Oh, man. 40%. Golden Globe's 10-year record of predicting the Oscar for Best Picture. They have a 40% accuracy, the Golden Globes do, in the last 10 years of their Best Picture becoming the Best Picture at the Academy Awards. This year, the Globe, by the way, went to The Fabelmans. Many people would consider that an upset if The Fabelmans won.
Yeah, that movie does not, for Best Picture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no. No, 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 no.
The running time of this year's longest Best Picture nominee is for Avatar: The Way of Water. You have 3 seconds. How many minutes is that movie?
It's minutes. I have to give it to you in minutes. It's 3 hours and 20 minutes. Thank you. 180, 90, 200 minutes.
Pretty close, Donna. Now, you absolutely disrespected the 3 second timeline.
I did.
192 minutes.
Okay.
Back up. I have more things.
I shan't be seeing that. Okay.
Donna. You know, I just feel like you. I feel like, how do I say this?
Yeah.
I've asked you to watch like Inception, long movie.
Yeah.
Avatar, long movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like you could squeeze it in? Don't get offended. Don't get offended. I'm just saying.
Fine.
You might be able to find the 3 hour window.
You're probably right.
And I bet you would like it.
Okay.
Maybe you'd get all crazy. Have a doctor dye your skin blue. Neytiri.
Oh, I like that. Neytiri?
Neytiri. That's the name of Zoe Saldana's character. Yeah.
Neytiri.
$1.95 million. That is the cost of a 30 second ad during the Oscars.
Wow.
Almost 2 milli. 72% less than the Super Bowl. Still, man, that's a lot. The length of last year's Oscars in minutes. 3 seconds. Go.
No, the 200 minutes.
220 minutes.
All right.
Longer than Avatar. So don't tell me you don't got time for Avatar if you're going to sit around and watch the Oscars. 16.6 million. That is the average viewers for last year's Oscars, which was up 58% from a record low in 2021.
This from Jesse. Hi, guys.
Hey, Jess.
Steve, I'm a little concerned that caffeine isn't affecting you as much anymore.
Okay.
That usually means a person's adrenal glands are fatigued or even exhausted.
Okay, Dr.
Maybe
Fauci.
Maybe try a supplement or some superfoods for adrenal health.
Oh, this is so great. We're being joined now live via email by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Organic turkey, organ meats, leafy greens, asparagus, avocados.
Organ meats?
You know, like liver.
Oh, barf.
Coconut oil, wild-caught fish. Love you all, exclamation point. Anyway, continue.
Zero. That is the number of this year's acting nominees who were nominated last year. Zero. That's a fresh batch, my friends. Make a minute.
Can you repeat?
Make a wish.
11-11, make a wish. What did you say?
Zero people who were nominated this year were nominated last year. No weepeats.
Okay, got it. And now would you like to hear the shortest Oscar speech in the history of the Oscars?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You got that, Mike?
Rita Moreno in West Side Story.
I can't believe it. Good Lord. I leave you with that.
Wow. She should teach a master class to all the nominees.
That is amazing. I love that. And I leave you with that. That's how we should end every show.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No,
Oscars by the numbers. Okay.
That's it. That's all I have.
When we come back, this is something fun, okay?
Dell emailed and said, if you don't mind, a hot shower or bath usually helps me to sleep better. That's from Dell.
Thanks, Dell.
Hey, Dell. We probably don't need as much information about your evening bathing habits, probably, but it's all good.
Is there something about a man taking a bath that just sounds like a disconnect or something?
Like if Lou walked in and I'm just like there soaking, and if it's not like a bubble champagne bath situation, now you're just sitting in a vat of hot water, and I enjoy a bath, but now everything's just, it looks like you're in the International Space Station, stuff floating ways it shouldn't be floating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looks like you're a man on the moon.
Yeah, I get it. When we come back, this is super fun. 12 things that scream, I have no life, and I'm a little concerned.
Did you jot these all down yesterday?
Don't worry about it.
From New
you're so funny. Like, we'll be right back. These boots on my hello. Feet. Looks like I'm learning the where are we? Oh, here we are. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Don't forget, today we're doing the big Bang for Your Bucks giveaway. Where we
studies have shown that the microbial
several long-term studies have shown
they've studied the studies
several scientific studies have shown
and here with their findings are study buddies
the perfect nerd couple
Donna and Steve.
You're ridiculous. It must be ridiculous.
Is that because Dell just sent us a follow-up about his bath email saying it's a muscle soak?
Yes.
He said a rubber ducky may or may not be involved.
I had a boyfriend who used to call it a soak, not a bath. He'd be like, I'm going to go take a soak. I'm like, no, let's not say that out loud.
Yeah.
Or going in the hot tub. Yeah, I'm going to go for a soak. Ew.
With proof. What, you ever do Epsom salts?
When I was a kid, I did.
Oh, interesting.
For like sprained ankles and things like that.
Think Epsom salts are really working?
Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they also can get into your body, like the
sodium. What?
Yeah,
you come out like the whale.
I think.
What are you concerned about?
No, I think it can cause diarrhea. Okay.
You think that taking a bath in Epsom salt?
I think,
I'm not questioning. I just want to restate
it
for the group.
As a laxative.
Soaking in an Epsom salt tub?
Am I making this up?
It feels like you are. I don't know, though. I don't have enough information about this. I've always thought like soaking is good. I just don't fully know why.
It came right up.
Epsom salt diarrhea?
Yep. They have laxative properties. So,
but soaking in them or drinking them or what?
Soaking in them because salt is getting into your skin. You know, while an occasional bath isn't going to cause you to take in enough to result in that, consistent soaking can have an effect on your digestion.
It says that the magnesium in the Epsom salt may help release a headache or a migraine. The benefit can also aid sore muscles in the recovery period after a workout.
And constipation.
It can relieve constipation?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in this laxative situation because I think all of us should be on a mild laxative. I've said this.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when we were doing the Dr. Oz juice cleanse,
yes, Queen.
This was part of it.
Yeah, weren't we supposed to soak in an episode? Oh, it's probably so that we would.
Yeah. Keep it moving. All right, we digress. I do have a study.
Okay.
Okay, and that study is very funny to me. I got to log in, though.
Right. You know, earlier we were talking about Windows, though, like on your home screen on your phone.
Yeah.
I would like to do a little consultation with you on your...
I would love that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We can make it a weekly class if you want.
Nah, I was thinking more just I want to come click some windows closed during the commercial break.
Oh, like on my computer?
Yeah.
I don't keep a lot open.
I see what's happening. I can already optimize it. It's fine. You've got a full screen situation.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to optimize your life.
Okay, because that's why I print everything out, is because I don't need 15 tabs on my desktop.
And I don't need to kill trees. I grow them. And so I do that. But there's also a video thing that you're a little bit, I'm just going to offer some suggestions.
All right.
Tell me why I don't have a life.
Okay. Nonstop complaining about other people. This is just a list. Okay. Things that scream, I have no life. The person at work who monitors how often people are at their computer.
Oh, yeah, Judy, zip it. Okay.
Posting everything about your personal business and drama on social media, and more specifically, the Facebook moms groups.
Oh, interesting. Ooh.
People who spend all day arguing with strangers on Facebook or bots on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Simply being on social all the time.
Yeah.
Being way too invested in the lives of reality stars.
Stick 'em up.
Yeah. Being emotionally invested in the British royal family.
Emotionally invested. That's funny.
I love
funny.
That. That's Playing funny. Thousands of hours of a single $20 indie game on Steam.
Hey, Mike, could you translate what Donna just read?
Yeah, you download kind of an obscure game that not many people have played, and then you spend all your time playing it.
Okay.
Video game. Yeah.
Got it.
On Steam, is that slang for like this dude is just no. Like I was reading
oh,
that book
still on Steam.
No, it's an actual program where you download video games on your PC. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Only ever talking about your job. Now, this depends on what you do and who you hang out with.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the last thing I want to talk about when I'm not here.
I tell you what, particularly when I used to work for Twin Cities Live, and again, if you're new to the show, I'm a former major local television celebrity. I would come home and people would say, okay, how was the show? Especially if we had family in town.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to talk about it at all.
Or how about people who introduce you at parties as, you know, like Steve Patterson from TV, he does a show and you're like, oh, please just say I'm Steve.
Well, that's kind of how I introduce myself.
I know, you're handing out cards.
Hi, I'm TV's Steve Patterson.
Hanging out at work after you're off. Working tons of hours and bragging about it.
Oh yeah, these people. So I just there's a batch of workers who chap my behind, and you've mentioned several of these things on the list.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't Jim at his desk? Why do you care, Sally?
Right?
Why do you care, Biff? Just to make it gender balanced,
Sally, back in your cube.
Hey,
I mean Biff. Being involved with a homeowner association.
Well, sometimes you have to be.
Yeah, because it's the only way things are going to change.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
You gotta.
No, I'm not. I mean, I know of it and I pay it, but I'm not up there. We elected a guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be the person who decides whether we're getting new siding this spring.
Yes.
Right?
I'll jump into a Facebook group if somebody says, hey, the driveways are getting blacktopped this weekend. Anybody want to go in? They'll cut us a 10% discount. I'll jump in on that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go and deal with the city about if they're going to put a tree line in.
Right. You ever go on the Nextdoor app?
No.
Oh, don't. And one person suggested that, well, that's stupid, breaking into a teenager's home because he flipped you off a week ago. Okay, nobody's doing that. Knock it off. But, oh gosh, the Nextdoor app. You just say anything like, oh, look at the beautiful deer that came into my yard. You know, if the bird seeders are going to kill them and if you keep feeding them, then they're going to bring the coyote. It's like, just can you just be?
Yeah.
Just be.
Yeah.
Zip it.
You know. I just want. You know how. Sometimes as a parent, you just want to be like. No, hey, listen, everybody. No. Stop.
Yes.
You just hear all this like unproductive bickering happening and all that. And if you consider yourself an atheist, you can just let this slide and then we'll join us back here in a few minutes. But you ever wonder, like, is God ever like, okay, no. Hey.
Right.
Hey.
Zippy.
Listen.
Zippity doo dah.
all the nonsense that just, you know, like, no, that's just, why are we talking about people's bird feeders and deer and all this?
It's like just
wanna, hey, everyone,
chill out.
Stop.
Guess what's coming up next?
What?
Oh, something that's going to make us sound real dumb.
Oh, the slow jam. Rock Hill Clock is next. What's up, my nerds?
Let it up.
Donna.
It's Steve for the Canopy Group. Boy, have you ever found yourself in like a situation where you're in a fender bender or something like that, and then you're thinking, oh, crud, now it's claim time. What do I do? I had one of you reach out and say, hey, I went to the Canopy Group, signed up with them, saved a boatload of money, and then it was claim time. And guess what? It was super simple. So not only are they saving you money on the front end, but when push comes to shove, when the rubber meets the road, so to speak, when you find yourself in that fender bender or there's roof damage or you name it, they're there to help you and they want to make it a seamless process. So when they team up with these 16 different insurance companies who will fight it out for your business, right? You're going to save money that way. Options, that's how that happens. Options, my friends. Then when it comes time for them to take care of you during a claim, they have established relationships with the Canopy Group over years, and they want to do well by you, their customer. Time for you to start saving money today. Go to thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com. Baby, I would die
for you. Hey, y'all, it's me, Donna Valentine, y'all.
Grew up listening to me here at the Twin Cities. I'm Zimbo.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. It is 11:30. It's Friday. Ooh, it's a special time.
At the tone, the time will be Rock O'Clock.
Rocko. Hey there.
Rocko. Hey now, Rocco, you're going to have to set the Rocco Clocko back.
Oh, is it daylight savings time?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you guys. My phone does it automatically now.
Is that right?
My computer, too. Oh, so I think I'm good.
Rocco, you must not have an actual... You're such a hipster. I would think you would have some actual cuckoo clock at your house
that you should
have to hand wind. There's something about winding a clock, getting your hands on a clock.
You used to do that with watches.
Yeah, I think we should have a good mixture of analog and... digital? Is that the right thing to say? But I think a good mixture. You should have something very analog in your house.
I'm trying to think. The funny thing is, I do have like a record player, like a hi-fi, you know, like a, from the 50s, you know,
oh, like a legit record player old in it. One?
Yeah, wow. But my wife just puts plants and photographs on it, so I can't even open it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And I'm like, hey, this is not a plant stand. This is a record player.
Are you using it?
No, because I have to move six plants and four photographs every time I want to listen to some Van Morrison or something.
Let me guess what kind of plant.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rocco,
You're right. I should set the Rocco clock back. The funny thing is, you know, I'm not even going to be here next week.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. He's going somewhere awesome.
Tennessee or something, right?
No, that's coming up later. That's in April.
Oh.
I'm going to Montana on Sunday for some skiing.
So jealous.
That's awesome, dude. You're going to come back like Costner.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just going to own a ranch.
Rocco's going to have fringe on, but not say anything, you know, where you try to play it cool after you've been inspired by a destination and like
total
you brought
cowboy
back...
boots. Yeah. It's like the people who come back with braids.
Yes, exactly.
Returning like, from Jamaica and you're like, dude.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah, Beth. You're...
Can you just run this report?
Yeah.
There's an episode of The Office. Rocco, did you watch The Office?
Yeah, sure.
An episode of The Office where Michael and Jan, his love interest, they went to Sandals, Jamaica, and he came back, Donna, and he just had one little braid in, and here's the best part. He had also purchased steel drums, and so he was, like, playing them in his office and just trying to bring the vibe back.
I love it.
It's a good day.
Anyway, what are we doing?
Well, today is Friday.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh,
and boy. That means it's time for Slow Jam. I took something... There was a segment this week that you guys were kind of, a lot of people were saying on drugs. A lot of people were saying.
There was a gas leak.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You guys might have heard a promo that's running where you guys talked about Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers eating Play-Doh and paper.
But...
It's pretty funny. I can maybe play that later. In that same, like, 7-minute segment, you guys had another kind of fun. off the rails conversation.
Yeah, Donna did, if it's what I'm thinking.
And here's what it sounds like when I put it at half speed and set it to some sweet slow jam music by, I believe, Keith Sweat.
Hey.
That sounds wrong. Here it goes.
I'm going to slow things down.
That's right. We're going to slow things down for the lovers out there. This is the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
You're an NFL insider. You get some, as the kids say, scuttlebutt.
I'm pretty sure the kids are not saying that, but continue.
I didn't say what kids, what generation they were from, but kids in the coal era. Huge in the scuttlebutt. There's a rumor, they think far-fetched, but still it's out there. Tom Brady, considering his second on retirement, and could maybe land at the Miami Dolphins. Never heard of them.
I know what's coming.
The blowfish.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm such a baby. Here's the Dolphins make me cry.
Don't you think that's really annoying and frustrating?
Well, not frustrating. It probably doesn't hit on that emotional level for me.
Why doesn't he just go make a lot of money coaching?
Go
be a coach, because sometimes these coaches, there's some like pretty fat coaches out there where you're like, let me see you get out here and do it. At least this guy.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? He can walk the walk and talk the talk.
Some of them are immobile?
It's kind of in you. Some pretty fat coaches out there. We apologize to all of our coaches who are...
But I mean?
Well, that's the old do as I say, not as I do.
Okay.
All right. It's
fine.
What's your problem? Why are you laughing?
I just realized what I said.
Okay. Okay, and listen. We accept you, you know?
I feel like there's a lot of radio program directors out there, too, who, like...
Are what? Overweight?
Not overweight, but can't do the job that they're insisting you do.
But there are a lot of trainers who can't lift, bench press 500 pounds, but they're pushing you to bench it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Who hurt you?
Oh, yeah. That was the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
Later in that same segment, when the topic of it, maybe you can find that promo, Rocket. Yeah, yeah. We haven't heard it yet. But it's funny because later in the same segment, Donna called out hippies, too. I was like, frickin' hippies. I mean, she was just on a tear. Now I know what you mean, too. Now that I hear it slower, you were essentially saying, Tom Brady, look, you're in great shape. You'll be able to get a job over. You'll be more believable.
Like, retire. Don't put your body through all of this. Take time away from your family. Well, I guess any job is taking time from your family. But to put your body through that, why don't you just go coach? Because clearly you are excellent, right? Isn't he the GOAT at what he does? So anybody would be happy and lucky to have him as a coach. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, but great player doesn't always make great coach.
Is that right?
Although I feel like he would make a great coach.
I do too.
I'll be curious to see what he's like as a broadcaster.
Hmm. Yeah, me too.
I know what he's like as a handsome man. He's doing that part well.
Me too.
Right?
He's defying age.
Yeah, he, really he looks good. He's a handsome guy. What do you...
Speaking of NFL quarterbacks...
What do you know, Rocco?
Right. This was the promo, the thing you guys were wanting to hear that also took place in that exact same segment.
Yeah. Here's a little mini experience from Donna and Steve.
Aaron Rodgers. Last year he did like... Ayahuasca.
Yeah,
ayahuasca.
Like what's the point? No, you get to feel all the feels and then release them. Mm-hmm. And then you cry.
Yep. Okay. There was lots of crying involved. Shailene Woodley was eating dirt and he was balling in the corner. I don't know.
What a grocery bill they probably had. Him getting random supplements. She's just in the clay aisle.
Right. She's eating Play-Doh.
They don't even have knives at their house. It's just like star cutouts. But yeah, you know, some pregnant women get that where they crave. Some people want pickles.
Oh,
some people want notebooks.
Yes.
Some people want, legitimately, they want paper.
They want paper. Like, give me that.
Like, hey, could you pick up wheat bread? We need more cucumbers and a 5-star mead notebook. You come home, she's just putting mustard on it, honey. You go in to get the dishes. All the plates have been replaced with trapper keepers.
The Donna and Steve experience. Mornings 9 to noon.
Oh, we have fun.
That's fun. It's like, illegal to have fun now, guys?
You guys were on something. I got an email from Mike. I got an email from Donna.
Hey,
I got an email from a listener.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Send that to Quinn.
Okay.
And because Quinn, I want to start doing some things where on my social media, if you send like a little fun moment, Donna could, anybody could, I guess, he can put some sort of graphic-y thing on it. It looks like the microphone, you know, levels are moving. And then that way the audio turns into a video. And then, you know, I could throw it up on social and people just have a listen. Everybody puts all
sorts of
stuff on
social. Yeah, that's a great
idea. Well,
yeah.
And you have like a million
followers.
Hey, Rocco!
How many?
Matter.
Yeah, say it. Say the number. Say it. Say it.
You bully?
Do it.
What's the number?
On Instagram.
Yeah.
It's 132.
That's pretty good. 1,000?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
I have like 133.
Oh, you know what's funny?
I have 4,000
people.
Oh. You know what's funny, speaking of Instagram, because I probably got, you know, it'll go up and down and up and down. But I noticed some new followers that were coming over. So, you know, and Kelly Ripa was posting the story about trying to save my shrunken sweater. By the way, I haven't heard. She reposted something yesterday of me just doing a repost. And so no update yet. I could come home. There could be a package in the mail. I don't know. Or I might not hear till after the Oscars because she and the team from Live with Kelly and Ryan, they're out in L.A. preparing for their after Oscar show, which happens on Monday. So it might be delayed for me to get this shrunken sweater back. But it was funny because that story that she did, then somebody was DMing me on Instagram saying, oh, go check out this article on People Magazine now. So People Magazine does a story based on her stories about saving the shrunken sweater. No, but they do it all about like Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos finally give us a peek inside of their beautifully designed bedroom. And so they're like taking freeze frames and they're like, oh, and we love the wallpaper here.
Oh, they're changing the narrative.
And I bet you Kelly Ripa's thinking, see, this is why we can't have nice things. All I'm trying to do is this, and now it's this full different thing about they're giving us a tour of their bedroom.
Right, and now we're in their laundry room.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I was checking out their bedroom. It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
They always put up this beautiful Christmas tree
where it's
unbelievable. It's like the best in-home Christmas tree I've ever seen.
Really?
It's so gorgeous.
Do they live in Jersey?
I do not believe so. They're in New York.
Oh, so they're like in one of those townhomes.
Yeah, she's
things.
From Jersey.
Got it.
But yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Rocco, you've outdone yourself again.
Why, thank you. Oh, look at that. Oh. I set my clock forward because I won't be here Monday. So.
All right. Have a great trip.
Bye now.
Bye now.
I can love you.
Okay. Hey, guys, we're going to take our final break of the show. A few more little fun facts about the Oscars, and then we're going to call Brian and find out what's the soup. That's next. Yeah.
Hey, it is Rocco talking once again for Crescent Tide Cremation Services, where they like to say they keep things simple. transparent, and affordable. I think you get it, but I'll explain it again. All they do at Crescent Tide is simple cremations. They used to be in the full-service funeral business, and at one point, Lisa and Verlin, they decided, you know what, let's just keep it simple and just stick to cremation. It seems like that's what so many people want these days. And when they say transparent, it means they'll talk you through it. And they'll be like, oh, do you want a more expensive urn? We can do that. Here's how much it costs. Oh, do you want to have a small visitation? We can do that. Here's how much it costs. They're not going to trick you into anything. And by affordable, simple cremations start at just $800. At one point, a few months back, I was talking to a hospice nurse who listens to this radio station, and she told me, Rocco, that's the best price around. I tell all my patients that to get in touch with Crescent Tide, $800, that's a great price. Simple, transparent, affordable. Check them out today, CrescentTide.com. It's all the
time. Yeah. Stretch of the Donna and Steve Show. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Boy, what a journey.
Yeah, Friday edition. It's been a fun show. We've had a fun week here on the show. Let's see here. I'm just checking to see if we have any new emails that have come in. You know what? We had an email that just referenced Joe Pesci. And we have something else. There was a caller who did that. So I think I would like to do an of the day. If I might introduce it, and then Zamboni will take it from there.
What was your favorite part?
Michael, yes!
It's that time.
Now, please try to remember.
Donna and Steve's
short acceptance speech
of the day.
Earlier, we heard from Rita Moreno.
Right.
Who was like, wow, I won. This is great. I'm like, okay, I'll leave you with that. And then boom, she leaves. There was an emailer just referenced something, and then a caller, Zamboni, you got a call, and they were saying what?
They were saying, check out Joe Pesci's Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Goodfellas.
Oh, okay, here we go. I don't remember this.
Here we go. He's walking up to the stage. He gets it handed to him.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you.
And that's it.
That's even shorter than Rita Moreno.
Wow.
That would have been, oh goodness, 91.
Okay, yeah.
I can't even believe the orchestra was ready.
That's great.
I looked it up to a little bit more into it, and he says he was basically just shocked. He said he had no intention. He never thought he would win. Graham Greene was up for it. Al Pacino was up for it. Andy Garcia, Joe Pesci. He's like, there's no possible way I'm winning this. And then that's why he had no speech prepared.
I need to hear it again. That was unbelievably short.
We will grab it again here.
This is Joe Pesci.
He's walking up.
All right, Joe.
There's the handshake. There's the handover of the Oscar.
It's all yours, Joe. The moment is yours.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you.
I love it.
Okay.
That's what I like. Unless he had something, you know, meaty to say. Why waste the time? Go have a glass of champagne. Bye.
We should set an over under for like what's the longest acceptance speech going to be?
Will anyone go
north of 3.5 minutes?
Steven Spielberg. But yes, I bet someone will go 3 something.
But 3.5. Do you think anyone goes over 3.5 minutes?
How many are they allowed? 90 seconds?
I don't know. It doesn't matter what they're allowed. They all flip the bird to that fake number.
Let's look at what was the longest Oscar acceptance speech ever.
Well, yes. This will be interesting. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool.
You say other things.
All right. I just went on to Twitter to see if anything was trending. We're still talking about Adam Thielen, by the way. Adam Thielen, news that he's being released from the Vikings. So this is a sad day for Vikings fans, man. I mean, they got love for Adam Thielen. Mm. So there's a lot of just people just sending love to him. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, releasing a statement on him knowing what Adam Thielen means.
How many years?
Decade. 10.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a long time. The answer is Greer Garson at the Coconut Grove nightclub inside the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. She was 38 years old, accepting Best Actress for her work in Mrs. Miniver. And
everything you've said sounds made up so far.
That was an achievement in itself because she made history in another more unexpected way that night. Her acceptance speech to this day remains the longest in the history of the Academy Awards. Winners today are asked to keep it to 45 seconds. She spoke for 7 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
7 minutes.
I get it. Who am I living in a glass house over here having spoken at my high school graduation for 35 minutes? But still, I had something to say. That was my last time.
Hi, Project Down and Dirty.
No
comedy.
One remembers that.
Everyone remembers.
People think I actually, in hindsight, now that they, because of how the lunar clock and how it sort of reset, that I may have been under time.
Yeah, sure.
Here are the shortest speeches in Oscars history. Patty Duke for Best Supporting Actress, 1963, 2 words. Alfred Newman for Best Musical Score, 1953, 4 words. Louis Sijoys for Best Documentary in 2010, 2 words.
William, if you're just going to say 2 words, what were the words?
Probably thank you. Thank you. Joe Pesci was 7th on that list. He used 5 words. Okay. That's fun.
That's, all right.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait. Hang on. No.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it's rock and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it can't be.
With your surprise,
so down to the surface,
it's it is big.
If he's got a good soup, I'll eat it. Otherwise, I feel like it's a sushi night in Pittsburgh. My
All
friends.
Right.
Can't stop the soup train once it gets going. I mean,
that's right.
I
hey, B-Dog.
Hi.
Uh-oh, whoa. Are you busy?
Well, Tom's not here, but we're all good. What's up?
Yeah, you sound a little cranky right there. You're like, hi.
Sorry.
Jeez, all right, we'll make it quick. We'll make it quick.
You're fine.
Did somebody mistreat you? What's going on? Do you want us to beat somebody up?
Yeah, hurt people.
No, we're good. We're good. All right. All good.
Okay, all right.
Jeez.
What did you call us for?
Yeah, what is going on?
Hey, Brian, let's ask you this question. What is the soup today?
I got a sweet and sour shrimp today.
What?
Sweet and sour shrimp soup?
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you feel? A bunch of Asian vegetables in it.
Oh,
good stuff.
Bleep. How do you feel that is nutritionally? So-so?
Broth-based. There's a little sweet chili, so there's a little sugar, but not too bad.
Okay. Jeez, I think I'm going to do that.
I think I'm going to do it, too.
All right, great. Cool. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes.
Bye.
Bye, Brian.
All right, bye now.
He made the most amazing risotto yesterday.
Oh,
yeesh. It was so good.
You are the queen.
And then he made me a special sandwich this morning.
Oh, a special Sammy. Oh, we need to talk to him. Today doesn't sound like a good
day. Yeah, it
doesn't
sound like the best.
No. Geez Louise. Hi. But I would like a soup named after us.
Me too.
Donna, can you guess this? Zamboni, if you haven't looked this up yet, you can play as well. Only 3 movies have won all of the big 5 Oscars. Best Picture, Best Director, Actor, Actress, and either Best Adapted or Original Screenplay.
Wow.
Name one of those 3 movies that has won the big 5 at the Oscars.
Oh my gosh.
The Godfather Part 2.
Good
incorrect.
One.
Not one of them. No.
What were the 5 categories? Best Picture, Best
Director, Actor, Actress, and then either Best Adapted or Best Original Screenplay. Those are the big 5.
Titanic.
Not Titanic. I'll give you a hint.
Gone with the Wind.
Cuckoo.
Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's
so
one of
good.
Them.
Have you seen that? You got to see that. Hey, Ryan.
No, I haven't seen it.
All right.
Also.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Got it.
And It Happened One Night. That's all I know.
All right.
We're all done here.
Our work here is complete.
Bradley and Dawn, shockingly, doing their final broadcast together. Why the short-lived duo has decided to...
That is not true.
Okay, I'm just trying to do a tease.
Gosh, you're so
They're going to
so
do a fun
awful.
Show. Donna, I'm just trying to get people to stick around.
All right.
Okay. Bradley and Dawn, their adventure. It awaits you next and many more in the future. And then Lo J in after that. We wish you a good day.